Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I'm down here at the barn with one of my horses today to make another point. The reason I use horses so much in describing how a man needs to be aware and mindful of who he is and how he is being as a man is that horses are a tremendous reflection of your energy. They're afraid of just about everything, and everything you do, if you do it the wrong way, comes across as a threat. It's intimidating, it's scary. It creates fear and anxiety inside them. And you know what I'm talking about, right? You know I'm talking about women too. I always say that if you don't want to have to learn these things, you should probably get a dog, because you could do anything you want and you're a god. You could kick a dog, you can yell at a dog, you can have a temper tantrum, you can throw things, and in very short order, you're a god again to the dog, right? And the only other way to find a woman who thinks you're a god is to pay her for it, right? There are women who do that for a living. They'll treat you like a god if you pay them enough money. But if you want a relationship with a woman, if you actually want a productive, healthy, connected, intimate, affectionate relationship with a woman, you do need to be aware of the things that scare women, the things that intimidate them, to make them feel anxious or uncomfortable or unsafe. And so the three things in this video I want to talk about are anger, that is an outward anger and an inward anger. And also the third thing is defensiveness. So I want to talk about outward anger. This is really obvious. You know this even if you're by yourself. If you get angry at something and you scream and yell, you slam a door, you don't even feel very good about yourself. Remember, this is a whole point. We want to feel good about ourselves, confident in ourselves. So outward anger is yelling, temper tantrums, punching things, throwing things, right? Just having a tremendous outburst in rage of uncontrolled emotion where you feel like you've been somehow wronged or victimized. So outward anger is always intimidating. It always makes you feel crappier when you're outwardly angry, right? This doesn't mean we shouldn't express anger. Anger is a real emotion. We don't hide it or stuff it away, but we have to be mindful about how we're expressing it. If we express it with wild abandon without any sense of mindfulness or self-control, it pisses us off, but it also scares everybody around us. This could be slamming doors, right? This could be kicking things or pushing things around, anything like that. I mean, I'm going to show you with this horse how sensitive a horse can be to just something like, come here. Watch what he does with this bag. Just the crackling of this bag is freaking him out. See, he's snorting already. It's just that very light sound of a plastic bag. To the horse, that's an unknown sound. It's a sound that represents something that's a threat, something that he's not sure of. So as you slam a door or walk heavily across the floor in anger, a woman can sense that kind of frustration and anger in you, and she becomes unsafe, she becomes intimidated. So inward anger is a little bit more like brooding. It's that passive aggressive anger where you can say, I'm not angry. Women do this all the time too, right? I'm not angry, I'm fine. Everything is just great, right? That is a passive aggressive kind of anger which puts out a vibration of unrest, uneasiness. And so if you're brooding but not expressing anger, but you're being passive aggressive about it by the way you're handling your body, by the way you glare, by the way you treat people real short, things like that, that comes across as being an inward anger. It's also unsettling, it's intimidating, it's unsafe, it's totally unapproachable. So there's outward anger and there's inward anger. And then there's defensiveness. Defensiveness, just like anger, comes from fear. It comes from a lack of feeling secure. It comes from a lack of confidence. So lack of feeling secure is insecurity. And a lack of confidence means that you're fearful of an outcome, you're fearful of something, so you have an aversion to what's going on in front of you. Defensiveness is always coming from a place of fear. It sounds like, why did you say that? Why did you have to do that? Where are we going? How could you possibly think that? And then defensiveness is also an intellectual warfare that I used to do a lot, which is using logic and rationality, trying to create a case, do an interrogation, a cross-examination, and then you create a case for why you're right and she's wrong. Defensiveness always comes from a place of fear. Fear of being wrong, fear of being a failure, fear of being judged. And so when you are defensive, you're incredibly unattractive. But let's be clear, we're not doing this just to get women to like us, just to get women to respect us. Although I know when you do these things, you can be liked and respect. You do these things because you feel good about you when you do it. when you're not angry outwardly, when you're in control of your emotional world, when you feel emotionally confident, when you feel like you're stable in your mojo, when you feel like you don't have to defend everything, you feel better about yourself. And there is nothing more safe and more attractive than a man who feels good about himself. That's the bottom line. I hope you got something out of this. Pardon the camera shaking thing. I've been holding my arm up for 4 minutes now. I appreciate you watching. And one reminder, I forgot in this video, in May 20th this year, 2018, May 20th to the 23rd, we're gonna be working with horses. We're gonna be at the Sylvandale Guest Ranch, and we're gonna have a number of horses there for 3 days and four nights, all meals included. It's an incredible retreat for 10 guys maximum. And I'd like you to take a look at the link on this video and in the email that this video is attached to. I'd like you to take a look at that. We'd love for you to join us. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.